Oh, yeah. What's up? What's up? What it do? Welcome to Clarence Sports Talkative Jones. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate your support. You already know the routine on Twitter @_ClarenceJones. Follow me. I'll follow you back. YouTube channel, Clarence Jones Sports Media. Please subscribe. I need all the subscribers I can get. Still trying to grow my YouTube channel. Instagram _ClarenceJones. My website, CJSportsMedia.com. Holler at your boy, because I'm definitely going to holler back at you and show love and support to you. All right. No episode last week. School, man. I told you previous podcasts, these midterms, these major projects that needs to be done, and you got to make sure you own it. If not, you know, you get a bad grade. So picture you running your company by yourself, along with being a college student, trying to get everything done. So that's why there was no episode last week, in case you're wondering. Hey, I didn't got nothing from Clarence last week. It's crazy, man, trying to get everything together. School ain't no joke, especially when you run in a, you know, small platform or big platform, along with school assignments, teachers, instructors. Schools don't want to hear you got other things to do. So I'm trying my best to balance both. And I'm happy I can be able to come on in the studio with you today and talk with you and let you know what's running through my mind. Okay. So, you know, the routine for me, man, when it comes to my sports, I'm always talking basketball and baseball and football and, of course, boxing. And today I just got boxing on my mind, had it on my mind yesterday. And I want to kind of share with you my thoughts on what's out there in the world of boxing right now. And it's basically Terrence Crawford. You know, Terrence Crawford is, you know, considered one of the greatest boxers in the game right now. When it's all said and done, he'd be, you know, in our top five, top 10 or top 20, whatever we want to put him at. He's a great boxer. All right. November is here. November being here for what, several weeks now. And I could be wrong on this, but I was really hoping and fiending, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I was really praying to get that Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence fight. That's what I was thinking was going to happen in the month of November. All right. So far, nothing is going down and nothing ain't going down, because Terrence Crawford have a fight coming up in a few weeks on December, 10th? Okay, against David Avinson. I'm probably saying his name incorrect. I apologize for that. But Terrence Crawford is supposed to be fighting David Avinson on December 10th. So that tells me right there, you know, when I was going back and talking with you in September and October, thinking, yo, it's a possibility that this Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence Jr. fight going to go down, I was excited for the month of November. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, we about to get this fight. You know what I'm saying? We just got Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall on October 15th. And I was like, man, this is a great year for boxing. You know what I mean? Especially going into 2023, we got, you know, Savannah Marshall, Clarissa Shields. And now we about to get Errol Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford in November, and that's not the deal. You know what I'm saying? And it just sucks, man. It really hurts to just know that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? It just really bothers me, and I can't help but just think, like, wow, like, why? You know, we were all excited for this. We were all lit for this. Crawford, 38-0, 29 knockouts. Errol Spence Jr., 28-0. With 22 knockouts, why we can't get this fight now? You know, no disrespect to David Avinson, but come on, man. We wanted Crawford and Spence. All right. And something Terrence Crawford said really, you know what I mean, really made me think. And you may, you know, it may make you think about this also. You know, I kind of don't agree with what he said. Okay, this is according to Boxing Scene. Okay, according to Boxing Scene, they wrote an article about Terrence Crawford making a comment saying, I really don't think it'll damage my legacy if Errol Spence fight don't happen. Well, he said, if Spence fight don't happen. I really don't think it'll damage my legacy if Spence fight don't happen. Now, it won't damage it, don't get me wrong. But it would definitely leave a stain, a question mark, an abstract. What do they call it? Abstract? I think they call it asterisk, something like that. I'm going to just say stain. It'll leave a stain on his legacy. Like, you know, that what if, that question mark, like, oh, he didn't fault Errol Spence. yeah, he is such and such. And yeah, he got such and such wins, no losses, blah, 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 knockouts. But in the end, he didn't fault Errol Spence Jr. So no, it won't damage his legacy, but it will have people in the barbershops, barbecues, or wherever you talk boxing at with your family, friends, and loved ones. You will come across that he didn't fight Spence. You know, whether he retire in 5 years, he retire in 3 years, or, you know, above and beyond. You know, he go fight for 7 more years. When it's all said and done, if he don't fight Spence, it's going to leave a stain. It's going to be that what if and, ah, the asterisk, man, he didn't really, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want that as a top competitor in any sports you play. You know, can you imagine Michael Jordan not being able to get a ring? LeBron, Kobe, I mean, just the best. Kareem, all the, you know, the greatest. Tom Brady and Joe Montana. I mean, the list goes on of champions in professional sports. Can you imagine their legacy without a ring? How different it would weigh out? I mean, look at some of the best today and all over the sports. How do we break it down? Well, he didn't got a ring. She didn't got a ring. He didn't win a championship. She didn't win a championship. She was good, though. He was good, though, but it ain't got the championship. And in this case, when it comes to Terrence Crawford, his championship is not the belts he have. His championship would be, hey, he fought Errol Spence, and he beat Errol Spence. That would be the icing on the cake to say, okay, if you want to retire after one fight against Spence, hey, he fought him. You know, now I've been on this, you know, been saying this for the past 2 months now that I was hoping if the fight do happen, I was praying that we get at least 3 fights out of this, 2 fights. But if it's just one, I mean, I take that. You know, I mean, same thing goes for Clarissa Shields and Savannah Marshall. I was hoping we could get more. I mean, that's not out of the deal. We could possibly still get more fights from them, at least two, well, one more or two more. But Shields fought Marshall and Marshall fought Shields. So, you know, that's not a stain on none of their legacy if they decide to hang it up in the next 4 years. I mean, they fought the best, and the best was them too. And in Terrence Crawford's case, Errol Spence will be his championship. You have to fight him, and you have to beat him. No, it won't damage your legacy. Of course, we're going to remember the, you know, numerous knockouts and the undefeated record if you're going to be undefeated. But we will always have that mindset, that thought, that what if, like, he didn't fault Spence. So it won't damage it, but I would really be fighting. If I'm Terrence Crawford, I would really be searching and fighting and trying to get this fight happen. You know what I'm saying? Talking to my team, talking to his team, like, yo, what's up? Because at the end of the day, we want to know who was the best. And we not going to find out who's actually the best if the fight don't happen. You know, we can watch Crawford fight whoever all day. We can watch Spence fight whoever all day. But in the end, what we want to see is Spence and Crawford going at it. Even if it's one time, at least they fought. Yeah, we may want a trilogy out of it. But if it's just one fight, I'll take that. But to say, you know, it won't damage my career, I'm kind of feeling like, man, is Crawford giving up on this fight? Is Crawford still going to try to make this fight happen? Or he just like, hey, if it don't happen, it won't damage my career. And that's what I do not want to happen with this man, because this is a great fight. This is something the boxing world need, and this is something the boxing world deserve, to see the best of the best. And you got to think about the greats, you know, just to name a few that fought the best, fought them numerous times. You know, you got Tyson Fury, you know, Deontay Wilder. I mean, they didn't fought, what, 3 times already? Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying? The list goes on, man. That fought the best. Joe Lewis, Jack Johnson, Mike Tyson, Floyd Money Mayweather, George Foreman, you know what I'm saying? Roy Jones Jr., who moved up to a heavyweight division. A lot of people forget that. Roy was willing to challenge himself at a high competitive level. I mean, maybe, you know, he might have not been the best at the heavyweight level, but he moved up. So that was something a lot of boxers today not doing, because they not comfortable with, you know, their record, and they don't want to get that legacy shed. But, oh, well, I respect Roy Jones Jr. for doing that, moving up. You know what I'm saying? You got Roy Jones, Rocky Marciano, Lennox Lewis, Holyfield. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on of the many greats, man, that fought the best. I mean, I can go all day and give you a list. Sugar Ray Leonard, you know what I'm saying? Just fought the best, many of them. It wasn't no question about, you know, and that's why we look at these fighters I named and many more that I didn't name as, man, they they the best, man. They, you know, they wasn't afraid. You know, we give them props because they fought the best. And if I'm Terrence Crawford, this is how I'm thinking. I'm thinking about what all the other boxers did in the past. Hell, Clarissa Shields, like I just said, and Savannah Marshall. They fought each other. Can you imagine Shields and Marshall, us not being able to see that fight for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years? I mean, Shields is winning, Marshall is winning, but we've never seen them two fight. How fair would that be to me and you as boxing fans? It wouldn't be fair at all. So this is why I'm just like, man, this fight needs to happen. This fight got to happen. Because like I said, if I'm Crawford or if I'm Spence, I'm thinking about all the greats that have done it before me. How many times we've seen Ali fought or Frazier? You know what I'm saying? I mean, just the list goes on. How many times we've seen, you know, hell, for a minute, I was on the same level with Floyd Money Mayweather. I mean, yeah, we should have got Manny Pacquiao and Floyd maybe 2007, 2008, 2009. We didn't got it to 2014, I think? But we got it. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember exactly when we got it, but we got the fight. The fight wasn't the best. I mean, yeah, Floyd could have done better, Pacquiao, but in the end, we got the fight. You know what I'm saying? So you can't question Floyd and say, oh, man, he didn't fight the best. You know what I'm saying? Floyd fight everybody that we wanted to see him fight. Whether I ain't getting into all the time, Clarence. It was about the time, man. It was the timing. Nah. Okay? I ain't going to do Floyd like that. I ain't going to take his credit away like that. That's hating. That's you know, petty right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the business of when we got the fight, as long as we got it, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got the fight, and that's all I'm saying. All right? So if I'm Spence, like I said, Crawford, that's what I'm thinking about. The best that have done it, and they done it, you know, numerous times. They wasn't afraid. They didn't give a damn about their record. You know what I'm saying? Ask some of them boxers that fought back then, and, you know, some of the ones I named. And hell, some of the ones that, you know, they don't care. They didn't. It wasn't worrying about their record. It was about, hey, showing the world who the champ is. I ain't scared to fight this. Hey, I ain't scared to fight this person. I'm going to show you what I can do. I'm going to give you three, you know, trilogies. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a second rematch. Today's boxing is this. I don't know. Now, I'm praying more than likely we're not going to get Spence and Crawford in 2022. Because I'm pretty sure Crawford's last fight of 2022 is going to be the one on December 10th against David Avanson. So we're not going to get Crawford and Spence this year here. I'll be surprised. All right. So I'm hoping and I'm praying for 2023 we get this fight lined up. Like I said, of course it won't damage Crawford's legacy. He right about that. But it would definitely leave a stain, man. It would leave that what if, the ass cracker. He wasn't really the best because he didn't fall. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of hearing about all this paperwork, this and, oh, you know, his team and my team. I mean, no disrespect, but I just, come on, man, figure it out. We boxing fans deserve to see this fight, you know, the best of the best. Both undefeated, both got numerous knockouts, double-digit knockouts. Come on. We don't want to hear nothing about no paperwork or so-and-so didn't return this or so-and-so didn't make weight. Come on. We seen Crawford bark at Spence on social media, and I'm sure Spence have barked back at Crawford on social media. Can we get the fight? Okay? Can we get the fight, baby? You know? I'm blessed and luckily and thankful and happy that we got to see Tyson Fury in Wilder three times. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how the fight went down, we got it. They gave it their all. It was time for us to get that fight and see that fight. And we saw not one, two, but three of them, you know, of them going at it. You know, Fury and Wilder. Can we do the same for Spence and Crawford, please? This is why I respect and appreciate, I like UFC president Dana White. Say what you want to say about Dana White. He this, he that, blah, blah, blah. Dana White give us the fights we want to see. Okay. And if you thinking different and talking about he didn't, you're a liar. Okay. Dana White has given us, and he's still doing it, giving us the fights that we deserve to see, that we want to see. Can we do the same for boxing? Boxing got to get better at that. You know what I mean? Also, what I like about Dana White, the timing is always on point. It's never, well, that guy was old. I mean, you know, this guy here was young, or he wasn't in his prime, or she wasn't in her prime. Man, we get the fights we want in UFC. UFC fans should never be disappointed when it comes to fight matching. Dana White always hooked these fights. So every single week, it's a fight going on either overseas, in the U.S., but it's somebody that we want to see fight the other person. It's a fight that we want to see. And I feel like a lot of time in boxing, these fights we get, and we like, yeah, we'll watch it. We may order it, but do we really want to see that? Or we want to see Spence and Crawford. You know what I'm saying? We want to see Spence and Crawford. So that's what boxing needs to get better at, because UFC is doing their damn thing at that. Okay, I know numerous UFC fans. I know a few UFC fighters, and I always pick their brains and ask them, hey, how do you feel about the stage of UFC? Everybody's like, yo, it's lit. It's on point. I get to fight who I want to fight. You know what I'm saying? Fights happen. I'm seeing great fights on pay-per-view. Boxing got to get better at that. You know, let's get better at the timing and actually getting this paperwork out the way and all this. His team, her team, my team. Come on. Didn't make weight, blah, blah. Come on. You got to do better. UFC always give us the fights we want to see. Let's get it going for boxing, too. But like I said, I got nothing but love, respect, and appreciation for UFC President Dana White. That man be doing his damn thing. He's a great matchmaker when it comes to putting fights together. Never disappoint. Never. All right. Free Brittany Griner. Okay. Free Brittany Griner. Thanksgiving is tomorrow. And it's fortunately going to be sad that she's not going to be able to spend time with her family, friends, and loved ones because of this mess, man. It just, you know, something needs to get done. And like I say, keep praying. I'm doing my part. I'm praying. And all we can do is pray. You know, if we don't have that power to make change and make something happen, you know, at the snap of our fingers, the best thing for us to do is pray, put it in God's hands, and let God handle it, and let God give these people that do have the power, the knowledge and strength and physicality, you know, mentally, to do this process to get her home. Because, man, I'm thinking my Brittany Griner all day, like, damn, tomorrow is Thanksgiving and she's not even going to be able to chill with her family, friends, and loved ones, man, due to some craziness. How messed up is that? All right. So keep, you know, Brittany Griner in your prayers as, you know, as you pray tomorrow, you know, with your family, friends, and loved ones, you know, before you guys eat, man, just keep praying for Brittany Griner. And that's all we can do. You know what I'm saying? Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Okay. Watch some football. Well, we already know Cowboys, you know, every year it's Cowboys and Lions. You know, so that's a traditional thing. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be some good games tomorrow that I'll be checking out. I do like the fact that the NBA decides to take off tomorrow. I was looking at the NBA schedule and I realized there were no games on Thursday because I play fantasy basketball. I have a fantasy basketball league. And, you know, I was like, damn, like, it's six games. Well, it's 6 weeks this week and not seven, because normally NBA run games literally 7 days. But this, you know, week is just six. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool that they took off Thanksgiving, man. So it's always cool. The NBA always look out when it comes to Thanksgiving time. But, yeah, be blessed. Be thankful. You know, be nice to each other. Be, you know, nice to yourself. Love yourself. Love others, man. Lift others up. You know, and enjoy your meal. But just keep in mind that Thanksgiving is just not all about meals. It's about just being happy and blessed and thankful for your loved ones and, you know, for yourself. And that's what it's about. You know, but of course, you know, we look forward to that food. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to some mac and cheese, some fried chicken, some ham, some turkey. You know what I'm saying? Some gravy. Just a hot plate. Collard greens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting hungry right now just talking about it and thinking about it. But, you know, and I'm sure, you know, you got some, you know, special dishes that you love to make or, you know, taste and eat, man. And, you know, I'm saying, just have a good time, get your belly full, gain a little weight. Cause after Thanksgiving, man, we got to get back in shape, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got to, you know, get that weight off us and, you know, get back into that grind mode. You know, Thanksgiving week, you know, we're going to put on 5 pounds, 10 pounds. We're going to have leftovers for the next 3 weeks. But after them leftovers gone, you know, it's all about getting back and staying fit, man. But, have a great time with your family, friends, and loved ones. God bless you. And have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And I look forward to hollering at you. I will be on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I'll be chatting about the games tomorrow. Anything that's happening in sports, I will be hashtagging it. So feel free to join me and follow me. I'm going to follow you back. And, you know, we're going to get to know each other, man. But until then, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. God bless you and your family. Be safe. Peace.